we look to try to educate folks who might be not informed about mental health in a way that is more targeted towards the people that we serve in the community.
Carl Schellhorn serves as Education Program Coordinator at the Community Health Center. The series for mental wellness begins January 16th.
We'll be having Dr. Aaron Moss, who's a local clinical psychologist, also Ricardo Herrera, who is the Executive Director of Buffalo Federation Neighborhood Centers, and Tia Lewis, who is a local peer specialist who works for the UB Family MD program, HOPE program.
The Mental Health Wellness Series is an effort to tackle topics affecting communities of color. On February 20th, the topic will be homicides and grief. Schellhorn says there's a lot of unresolved grief and trauma in the community. How do you support that? How do you help folks when it comes to that?
Big part of it has to do with just letting people know that what the resources are, and also how to understand how to process that grief and to know that it's okay to seek help. You know, one of the things that we know is that when it comes to any type of mental health issue, the earlier the intervention, the better. And even with trauma, we know that trauma is a very sensitive topic. So we have to have obviously trained personnel to work with this kind of thing.
In March, there will be a youth mental health session. Schellhorn points out 50% of mental illness and substance abuse occurs by the age of 14. The Color Me Health series will extend into April and May with family and caregivers and first responders. Schellhorn says stigma around mental illness is still a problem in the African-American and Hispanic communities, and they want to make sure the disparities are addressed to help the citizens. Carl, is there a disparity when it comes to the underserved population when it comes to their mental health and mental health care?
I would definitely say so, and that's for a lot of reasons. When you think about mental health care for folks in the community, a lot of times there might be issues around access to care. There could be lack of insurance. There could be stigma. Okay, stigma is a big issue for people in especially in the African American community, the Latino community. It's seen oftentimes as being more of a weakness.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.